Should we think of some? I was gonna say, should we think of some questions in advance so at least we have like anchors to come back to that we're not.
We have a few questions that we've thought of. I think.
Just literally nothing.
Hello, everyone. It's the 12th of April, 2017, 6:30 or so p.m. And my colleague Christopher and I are sitting at my desk in my apartment.
Hello. Good to be here.
We haven't recorded an episode in...
Should we check?
Who knows?
Do a quick looky-loo.
Or we might have recorded an episode, but we haven't released an episode.
We haven't recorded an episode specifically to record an episode. We've recorded things.
Well, we might have, but we haven't released it yet.
I don't think so. 2011! It was even longer than
the last episode that we've... or the date of the last episode on our website is from 2011, October 2011.
So only 5.5 years ago.
So, yes, this is a very late update for the radio show.
So, yeah, we're going to fill everyone in on the last 5 years in the next 15 minutes or so.
Welcome to... Welcome to Deep Matter Radio, episode
4?
To be determined. There
possibly
might be
14.
Other stuff that would pop up in between now and the last episode, so we have to go through the archives and decide what's worth making into an episode or not. Anyways.
What if we... Yeah, welcome to Deep Matter Radio, episode... And then we'll just edit. We can put that in
we'll
later.
Just pop in the number later. So, there might be a number preceding this portion of the podcast when you listen to it. Alright, so where have we been the last
half of a decade?
Yeah.
The last episode that we see is Third Canzine Eve. So we've done like 8 canzines or something, I guess, now?
8 canzines?
What do we... Wait, didn't we discuss this, that it would be our 10th soon? Maybe even next
10th
year?
10th anniversary in general? Or canzine, or like zine anniversary?
Oh yeah, good
I mean,
point.
Zine fair.
I guess it would be zine. No, 10th anniversary in general, because we started in 2008.
Yeah.
And then
the
we
end
wanted.
2008.
No, February 2008 was the first issue.
The beginning. Because
it was always the.
Yeah.
The most frustrating thing that we somehow decided to start do a monthly zine and start in February, and so always be one issue off the. Expected number, so like, our December. Well, you get the idea. I don't want to go into the nitty gritty.
So like 2018 will be 10 years that we've been doing the zine, which is really strange to think about.
So we would have been 23 when we started it.
23.
Yeah.
Wow, very interesting.
Thank you. Do you know how old we are now? Or we'll be...
yes.
30s?
Yes, I hear.
33.
33?
Next, when
oh
next
God.
Year we will be. Well, this year. Right?
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know, it's really depressing. Even when I was 23, I thought I was too old... to be doing that kind of shit. And here we are. And we're still doing it. And we went from the young upstarts to the old freaks without ever achieving like a middle acceptance.
If you've been a regular attendee of either Canzine or Zine Dream, you may have noticed that we haven't changed at all. For the last decade.
Yeah, and that we've become... whereas once we somewhat, if not quite fit in, we at least didn't stick out. But now we are the proverbial sore thumb.
The village freaks. We grew into our natural state, like in zine fairs. We feel more alienated than ever at zine fairs, basically.
Yeah. And, like, the cachet, I guess, that one gets by being involved in like, a youth-oriented culture has long, like, the cultural capital that we would have accrued has long been spent, and we don't have, as 30-something-year-olds now, we don't get any more of that.
We've noticed that the dominant, the reigning sartorial paradigm at zine fairs now is a sort of Dennis the Menace look.
The trash aesthetic, I believe. Trash brat.
And it's always with it always entails like baseball caps and t-shirts and
jeans.
Yeah, broken jeans.
Like cut off jeans or something.
There seems to be the attempt to seem a struggling artist or something like that. That seems to be the objective of this look. And whereas it used to be, like when we started doing zine fairs, there was more of like a formality to how people dress. That was more, it seemed to, what do you call it, like point to like grandparents like or something like that, like or like how one's like
well, I feel like it was almost like
grandpa might have dressed or something.
Like the so-called alternative aesthetic back then, and it was actually not even back then, I feel like it was actually long before, but I would say it was almost like the like librarian aesthetic, where it was like you dressed
or 60s intellectual, like thick glasses and like
like if not
patches on the shoulders or whatever, like tweed like
cardigans or things like that that you would
like stuffy intellectual type,
but not anymore. So but one thing that's remained,
it's a spunky like brat look.
Phoebe from Friends. One thing that remained constant though is that even when people, or I guess the more consonant someone looked to us or to the like how Deep Matter looked, the more quickly they ran from our table.
Mm-hmm.
So that's never changed. It's just there's I guess fewer people running from our table, or even looking at our table altogether. Though I think our last thing was the most successful one we ever had, if I'm being honest.
At the beginning, it was the worst we've ever had, and at the end, it was the best. Or by the end, it was the best. Wasn't it? I feel like at the beginning,
it
was
horrible. Yeah, it started horrible. Horribly. But yeah. So anyway, that's I guess that's Kanzine.
And Zine Dream.
Zine Dream. Still the only two zine fairs. I guess there was that Guelph one. When I lived in Guelph, we did that one.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a one-off.
The only other zine fair we've ever done.
Yeah. So anyway, how have things been for you for the last 5 years?
Are you talking to the listener or to...
No, to you.
To me?
Yeah.
To
inform the listener.
Hmm.
I'm making conversation.
The last...
We haven't seen each other since the last Deep Matter Radio episode.
Who are you again?
Yeah. Why are you here?
The last year, if not a little bit more, have been, abominable and, but also, very, strange, and, a lot of things have been happening. But things are better lately for me. And that's to be brief, I guess. How about you, Mr. Hubbard?
Things are going disturbingly well, I guess. I feel blessed, for lack of a better word, in many ways, that I have a stability in my life that I didn't think I would ever have. And yeah, I just generally feel bad about how good I often feel about certain things. Which isn't to say that I'm not angry and bitter a lot of the time, but yeah, it's just that's, I guess we should mention, which obviously if you're listening to this you probably know, that we ended Deep Matter Monthly back in 2015, I guess?
I guess so. And we recently had the symposium wherein we presented the last issues.
Put it to rest. So, yeah, and part of the reason was because I think we both felt and like pretty removed from that particular portion of our lives, which was this like deep-seated romantic alienation. Not that we still don't identify with it, but that we didn't, we couldn't, there was much more, we had less credibility, I guess, is the better way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah, so, so now we're focusing on our new zines, so, Old Blues,
Old Blues is the one that I've... So we've, I guess, kind of... Whereas Deep Matter Monthly was a joint effort where we both were... We were co-editors and we had to come to consensus on decisions and do things collaboratively. The new ones are slightly different in that we both, I guess, lead a new zine or two and then... The other person is involved and gives insight and is welcome to contribute, but isn't necessarily the lead editor on it. So yeah, Old Blues is mine, my new one. So far there's one issue, working on number two imminently.
In order to present all or the two new zines at the next symposium, at the coming symposium.
Yeah, so it's about... So, well, first let me say, for the really keen readers, so absolutely no one at all will have noticed that in one of the last, if I think the second last episode, the second last issue of Deep Matter Monthly, it was referred to as Past Participle, which was the original intended name, and then I changed it to Old Blues, which I like a lot more. And all of this to say, it's about nostalgia and the past and wanting, or not necessarily wanting to go back to it, but having this deep urge to relive past experiences, even if they were horrible. And not even necessarily relive them, but to have this weird longing for them that's hard to articulate and I want to try to make sense of, because I feel it all the time now. And I would say it's my most, now that my romantic alienation has subsided, it's my more, it's probably my most potent emotional force is this constant dwelling on the past and experiencing, things, new things, but always through now this, like, filter and this lens of the past and finding that inescapable and how I can't experience things, on their own terms, because it's always... compared to or reminiscent of something from the past, and it's really depressing a lot of the time.
For those listeners who have listened to a little-known podcast by the name of S-Town, you may agree with me when I say to Christopher that he should listen to that podcast because of the degree to which it relates to this topic more than anything I've ever heard. And it's a masterpiece, by the way. I just had to add that. So the other zine... wait, did you mention it?
No.
The other zine that we're working on is Introspection Intermittently, and that's the one that I'm more working on. But we're both working on each other's a little bit, but more primarily working on the one that we're doing. So Introspection Intermittently is more of a... diary-like, or it's for writing that's more diary-like, so it's like, just more directly introspective, writing, like with the tone that the writer is alone, in their bedroom writing about their mental state or emotions and stuff like that in their life. So it's for that kind of content. And lately we've been thinking about, in Deep Matter Monthly, there were so many kinds of content that would arise, and so we're wondering where each kind of content fits into the current zines that we have, which are, to recapitulate, Old Blues, Introspection Intermittently, and An External Distinction. That's going to be a weird thing in the next while, realizing where our different kinds of writing fits in.
Mm-hmm. And it's not always... Whereas the new zines are, I think, capture most of what Deep Matter was or consisted of. It's not perfect. Deep Matter allowed us a lot of freedom to kind of do whatever we wanted, even though I think we imposed a certain discipline eventually. But yeah, there's maybe going to be some weird fits sometimes. So
one of the main kinds of writing that I'm going to miss having a context for it. Is the indignant, bitter complaints about our lack of readership and stuff like that.
So this is something I think we talked about before, and I was just looking at some stuff for the next Old Blues, and I want to be very intentional about doing an article that is less, less serious. That it has more of a lighter tone, just because I don't want it to become a complete
humor.
Slog.
We have to retain.
Yeah exactly.
Whoa. Yeah, it's a whole. Whoa. I guess An External Distinction kind of works for that, because it's, it's kind of essays about things that we think are harmful, and we're complaining about elements of our society or culture or thoughts that people have that are harmful, but those can definitely arise in a funny way, in a humorous way. But that's one thing about Introspection Intermittently and Old Blues, that the way we've thought of them so far, they're very serious.
Yeah, it's all the and what Deep Matter became more heavy with in the later issues, which were just like introspective essays and writings and recountings and with less of the kind of what's the word I'm looking for? I guess like the carefree, not subversiveness, but just like
brightiness.
Yeah, I guess that's probably a good word for it. Of like the earlier episodes. Why do I keep on doing that? Issues when we knew no one was reading, as opposed to by the end where we assumed that maybe a couple people were reading.
And the way that we most appreciated Deep Matter Monthly was through laughter, and it was the funny content that we liked the most, and so the humor of this kind of stuff that we do is really, it's probably like the driving emotion for what we're doing. So,
mm-hmm.
So I hope we retain
that
tone and don't get too serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought of it.
One thing, also, another thing that has been released on Deep Matter is, you want to talk about it, Gloom?
Oh, I started a autobiographical comic, weekly comic, that's posted online, or that was posted online every week. During my time of, radical... depression and unemployment in the past what was it? I guess in the spring and summer and fall of 2016. So I was trying to record my extremes of rage and misanthropy of the time, because those emotions returned to a level that probably even exceeded the equivalent in my original loneliness period, as referred to in Deep Matter Monthly.
1/50.
So it's an autobiographical comic that I worked on, and it's linked to on our blog, but I haven't, ever since getting a job in, I guess, December, I've been far too comfortable to work on it for some reason, and I've been thinking a lot about why that is, and I think it's because every time I think about it, it feels irrelevant to me because I'm too comfortable right now. Like, I don't feel the rage that I felt at that time that drove me to want to capture that rage. So that's kind of depressing to think that I'm not depressed enough to write that. But I hope to at least release some comics that that I had started working on or planning from before I got the job that I have now.
So those are the new things. If you visit our table at a zine fair these days, it's overflowing, basically. There's too much stuff. A little aside is that I thought nostalgia was in these days. I thought it was I'd really captured the zeitgeist, so to speak, and I really liked with Alexander's help the design of Old Blues, how it looks. It's very small. It's like pocket sized. Even if you have like a really small pocket, it could still fit in there. And I thought, it was affordably priced. I thought, this is really gonna sell like hotcakes. And it was by far the least successful of anything we've ever produced. At least in the first zine fair. The last one it did a bit better, but it was not well regarded. So, if you happen to read it and like it, please let me know, because I'd like to hear one nice thing about it at some point.
Speaking of contacting us, if you have any ideas or compliments, if you have any awareness of any other zine events that we could attend, like equivalents of Canzine or Zine Dream, please let us know, because
in Toronto,
because I, if not Christopher, either I or we hate that the two zine fairs that we attend regularly are so close to each other each year. And the rest of the year, there's nothing to attend publicly with our stuff.
Also, we need to find one that's small, that kind of to our earlier complaints about how all of the zine fairs have devolved into these grown men dressing like 8-year-old boys. We want to find one that's small and interesting and still is a bit more discerning in its crowd and isn't people writing about pizza-eating cats and dumb shit like that. Because
and toilet faces.
Yeah, eating diapers and things like that, because it really fucking annoys me hearing that stuff, and it's really ridiculous that
if I can even see any zines over the sea of baseball caps at these events.
Yeah, it's like an eclipse every time you go to a zine fair because of all the brims blocking all the light.
It's like a pseudo jock look that prevails in it. Another piece of news or morsel of news that's irrelevant to anyone's interest is that we've begun meeting every other week, which makes us like 1,000% more active than we've ever been. Because usually we would go seasons and seasons without doing anything until
which,
a zine fair.
Which we used to have a convenient, like, we used to have a legitimate reason for, because I lived, say, in North Bay, or then Guelph at the very least, so we were geographically separated. But now, yeah, like, we live in the same city. I see Alexander at least weekly, and yet nothing, with very little to show for it, so this will hopefully, even the very fact that we're recording this radio episode is monumental, given the 5-year gap, so it's
and
a good omen.
I just had a thought that I wonder if we could, if we approached Deep Matter Radio in a more, I don't want to say casual, but something like that.
Cavalier.
Way, then we could...
do it more often?
I wonder if we could do one every meet, in other words, every other week.
Maybe...
And the episodes could be smaller, and because I really miss our radio component, and I wish we did it often.
And we could improvise them, like this one, which I bet you didn't even know that we didn't have a plan for going in.
Believe it or not, we don't have a script in front of us.
Surprise! So, yeah. Easy. How long has this one been? I feel like it's... What is it? 26
minutes.
That's pretty good.
So should the standard be 30 minutes, maybe?
I think between 25 and 30. But sometimes, I don't even... Sometimes we might only have 20 minutes worth of stuff to say. No point adding filler. There's no need to add a quotations column to the end of every issue, for instance.
True. As they say.
You got no one to... quit.
So, also a symposium will be happening on the what is it? On the 22nd of April. For any listeners that weren't on the email list.
What day is it today? The 12th.
Even though not even a single person that was on the email list will be listening.
Well, also it would be a minor miracle for us to get this posted to the World Wide Web. prior to the symposium occurring. So if you happen to have a time machine, perhaps you had one from October 2011 and you took it so 5 years in the future so that you could finally skip ahead to the next Deep Matter Radio episode.
If so,
hop back in.
Do us the favor and attend next, what is it? Next week or the
next
weekend after
Saturday.
The coming week.
Yeah.
Please.
Should we say
and,
goodbye?
Yeah, to conclude this episode, please, as usual, write anything that you can to us, no matter what it is, and no matter how hateful or whatever it is. So
mail at deepmatter.com.
Our mailbox continues to collect dust, and we gaze at it perpetually.
When we check it, every month, once a month, when we check it, we like to see an email in it, and it's very rare.
We're disappointed every time
that it's just broken pencil emails.
Hal Gajinski or whatever.
Hal Gretzky, I think it is.
So please write to us.
And our website,
especially if you're listening to this episode,
still works. Which I guess this radio episode would be posted to. Deepmatter.com, mail at deepmatter.com.
All right.
Welcome back, everyone, or welcome back to us, I suppose.
There it is. Have a good.
Have a good evening.
Whatever time it is.
Have a good supper.
Thank you.
Can you stop? Oh my god, stop that.
Bye, everyone.
They'll cut, edit.
Bye. Yeah.